So let's talk about the brachos after the original three that appear in Maseches Menachos. Again, these three are not Goy, Eved, Isha, are not found in Maseches Brachos. They're in Maseches Menachos. Got it? Okay, that's where the Gemara says you should make 100 brachos a day. Plus, I didn't really finish the topic of the Vilna Gaon's Shita of allowing to say brachos even if it's not found in the Gemara. I mentioned three or four to you: Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim, Shiloh Asani, Shasani Kirtzono, Hanosein LaYoyev Koach, right? Baruch Shep Tarani Me'un Shor Shalzeh. These are brachos that don't appear in the Talmud, and there are some poskim who say if it doesn't appear in the Talmud, we should never be making such a bracha. It seems to be a similar machlokis between the Rosh and the Balei HaTosfos about the additions during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. Those are also not found in the Talmud. Zochren Ulchaim, Micha Mocha, Chsov Ulchaim Tovin, Sefer Chaim are not found in Maseches Rosh Hashanah or any other Gemara. So why are we saying that? Because they are found in Maseches Sofrim. It's really a debate about the nature of Maseches Sofrim. Is Maseches Sofrim Shas or not? So the Balei HaTosfos obviously feel that it is, because Tosfos holds that if you don't say those four, you have to start Shmon Ezri again. HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech, those are in the Gemara. Right? That's that you do find in Maseches.
Are there books that are just lost?
Yeah, right.
So we could say that. We'd say that there might have been some. The Gemara itself says that there were many more Masechtos than we have. Some of it is Agadita, but anyway, the Rosh, however, holds, and we paskin this way because his son Natur partly codified it that way, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins and the Ramban paskins that way, that if you didn't say those three things, because it's not in the Talmud Bavli or the Yerushalmi for that matter, all bets are off. You shouldn't have to repeat Yishmon Esther for saying something that's not in the Talmud. Shouldn't be making a bracha if it's not in the Talmud.
So if it's not in the Talmud, they don't think it's Derubanan?
It's authoritative. It's not authoritative enough to be saying it.
Okay.
To be ma'akev. Of course, we say it.
Right.
Right. So, if what who wrote our tefillos? Who wrote these? Anshe Knesset Hagadolah.
Right.
So if it's Anshe Knesset Hagadolah, it should be in the Gemara. Tefillas Aderech is in the Gemara. Asher Yotzar is in the Gemara. What the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedoshim is in the Gemara. Our liturgies are in the Gemara. And if it's not in the Gemara, it's a Perikantillim. You know, what are we going to say that's made up by somebody? Anam Zmiros, that's not in this parsha. There's some shuls that Dafka don't say Anam Zmiros.
We have songs that are more in the last.
That we put, yes, I don't know, Yigdal, but those are like window dressing to the end of davening. Right, in Kilkenu, things like that, you know. All right, all right.
Where's the Hagodi?
That's very late. That's Alkobetz, Shlomo Alkobetz, in the 15th century.
Is that? Would you call it window dressing the same thing? It seems so like central.
Yeah, but it's become so universal. I mean, everybody says it. I once heard that the reason why we say Luchuna Ranana on Wednesday at the end of the Shir Shal Yom. Mm-hmm. Shir Shal Yom, only Wednesday is Til Dalet, and the first two Pesukim in Tzadik Hei is because we're saying Shabbos is coming. Mm. Tuesday is over. Martin Gittin says that after Tuesday night, you're already going to the next Shabbos.
Yeah.
Tuesday is the previous Shabbos. So we're saying, oh, Shabbos is coming, Chunaran. It's nonsense. The minute of saying Chunaran is from 1500s. The minute of saying that Pasuk on the Shir of Wednesday is well hundreds of years before that.
That's funny.
The reason why we say that is because every Shir Shal Yom ends on a good note, except Wednesday.
You can't.
What makes Wednesday such a bad day for that? We should end on a. It ends a really bad note. That's me saying, Hashem Elokeinu, kill them all, destroy them all. So
yeah.
I don't want to end the day, leave Shul on. That's me saying, Hashem Elokeinu, so say the next two Pesukim. Looking around in all Hashem. Okay, so we're already past. Is someone ready to get started? Where's Alan? Okay, well, let's just wait. All right, so it says here, it's, you see, the Vilna Gaon Minog, as I told you, is to not have a problem saying all those brachos that are not found in the Talmud. So in this Siddur, it says, Noshim of Orchos.
Right.
Okay. All right, so next thing is, the first thing you're doing when you hear the rooster is you open your eyes. Your eyes work? Okay. Now, preferably, this is the point where you should take the crust out of your eyes. Or some say Hamavir Sheina Me'inoi Usnuma Me'afapai. This came from sleep. And I take it out before. Right? You're not supposed to take it out when you're saying Shema.
You're actually supposed to be taking it out.
Take, because those are the remnants of sleep. Now, some people wake up tired.
Right when you wake up.
Is someone ready to go?
That's the prophet's
Rabbi, the last minute starts at 55.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, my watch is. I'm not looking at my. Hey, Sid, welcome back. Nice to see you. Doc Michael, I missed you. Good to see you. All right, so, what's your first name?
David. My son is having a baby named today.
Oh, great. Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, what's this?
Marshall's is my son's name. He normally goes to Chabad, but he lives around here.
Oh, okay. Marshall. All right.
Mazel tov. Thank you.
What's his last name?
Paul.
No. Oh, your son is Marshall. Oh, okay. And his wife is?
Dina. She kept her maiden name Silverberg.
Dina and Marshall. Okay. All right. So Pokeach Ivrim is where you realize that you have the your sight. That's probably the first. What do you do when you're sleeping? Your eyes are closed. So now you're awake. Your eyes are open. Say, recognize that. Right? Would you sell your eyesight for $5 million? Of course not. So now acknowledge all those wonderful gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you every day that you didn't have cognition of while you were sleeping, but now you do. The next thing is Malbish Arumim. Right now, Arum does not necessarily. Arum seems means like naked, but Hashem tells Yeshayahu, "I want you to walk Arum Yochef for 1 year." Impossible. It says when David was escaping Avshalom, he was walking Arum Yochef among the people.
Just in a very dishonored manner. Or?
Yes, it means disheveled. Now it could mean that. It does certainly mean that in Gan Eden.
Was it barefoot?
Yeah, Yochef means barefoot by itself, but in Gan Eden, that's certainly what it means, right? But it's very simple. One word can mean a lot of different things in the Tanakh. Listen to this pasuk: Vayikra Elokim laor yom, v'lachoshech karo laila, v'yerev v'yiboker yom echad. The word yom means two different things in that pasuk, obviously. Right? The first time it just means the daylight time. The second time it means the whole day. So don't be surprised if this word means two different things, right? So what does Malbish Arumim mean? Is that, look, obviously, you put on garments you have day garments and you have night garments. So I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is what I do to be comfortable at night, and now I have my day garments. So let's say, you say Malbish Arumim, right? So, now, it would appear that there are some things that we say, it's like you're still in bed when you say Pokeach Ivrim. Of course, the minute today is to say all these things together at the same time. But the Gemara just says that used to be, you'd say this as you're doing these things. Matir Asurim is when you realize is that when you're sleeping, you're like tied up, you're bound. Right? Matir Asurim is when you start to stretch out. Asur means forbidden because Asur literally means tied up. Matir means to untie. Lahatir is to untie a knot. Right? So, Matir Asurim is when you start to stretch out and your limbs are, okay, Zokef Kifufim is really something similar. All right? In fact, look at the Vilna Gaon, look at the Siddur Vilna has in front of the previous breath. Im Birech Zokef Kifufim Kodim Shebirech Matir Asurim Shuv Lo Yivarech Matir Asurim. Right? Kafuf is bent over. Zokef means, right?
I always thought it was related to different limbs. So right. One is bending down at the waist, the other one's bending the knees.
So that's korim, but yeah, it's the whole body is right. Matir Asurim is just the beginning point where you get sit up and you see the joints are working. And then you just stretch things and the body stretches out to move on to the to the workings of the day. But do you understand why you mix it up? Amen.